TonyTiolis.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Tiolis, and we're keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is February 6, 2012. This is episode 44 of the To-Do List Home podcast / videocast. Beekeeping for Dummies book review. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Walk by the Foo Fighters, recorded on Wasting Light from 2011. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites can be found at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. As I have said throughout my life, if you want to know how to do something, there's a book out there waiting for you
today
to read.
Today I wish to introduce you to Beekeeping for Dummies by Howlin' Blackiston.
I have in my hand the first queen cage I received when my package of bees arrived in April of 2011. My neighbors take turns asking me why I raise honeybees, and I like to reply that it's the riskiest thing my wife will let me do. But actually, I'm fascinated by the life of a honeybee colony and how hard and constant the honeybees work to produce more bees and honey. I got interested in raising bees a couple of years ago, and that interest got me reading. From different websites, I was led to Beekeeping for Dummies, and I first got it from the local library to see if beekeeping was for me. As soon as I opened the book, I knew I was on to something good. The first thing I learned about was the honeybee, which is a member of the Apis genus family. The honeybee is an amazing creature designed to work and produce and be beneficial to the environment in which it lives. Beekeeping for Dummies helped me to understand if I really wanted to be a beekeeper. I never did anything like this before, and my only pets have been dogs. Once I learned about honey, the pollinating benefits honeybees would provide to my gardens, the opportunity to join in the effort to save honeybees from colony collapse disorder, and the different health benefits honeybees
I was excited to take on the responsibility of being a beekeeper.
Moreover, the education I have gained from beekeeping in just 1 year has greatly aided my knowledge of nature and how best to work with it.
I also learned the three castes of honeybees, which consist of the queen bee, the female workers, and the male drone bee. It's especially interesting to learn about what happens to the drones once fall arrives and they are forced out of the hive. Moreover, I learned how to prepare for raising honeybees. It took some time before I could convince my family that having honeybees was the right thing to do. And I also learned how to approach my neighbors to inquire if they would have any issues with me raising honeybees.
I was well prepared for the expense and supplies necessary to begin beekeeping, and Beekeeping for Dummies provides many reliable resources for honeybees and beehive
components.
Some of the things that I think are really great about Beekeeping for Dummies include the step-by-step installation of a new package of honeybees. The section on how to inspect the beehive proved to be useful many times over because of the attention to detail and the techniques for doing inspections properly. And here's a picture of what you're really looking for, these tiny larvae of brand new honeybees. Caring for honeybees is also explained in great detail and in a manner that is easy to learn from and to put into practice quickly. There are a variety of things to be concerned about when raising honeybees, from providing water to administering medications at certain times of the year. And Howlin' Blackiston does a great job of explaining How to be a good manager without making the reader feel that this is too intimidating.
I also
enjoyed the section on what to do with the various honeybee products, from harvesting honey to making use of beeswax and propolis. Propolis is the sticky stuff bees excrete to close gaps within a hive, and it can be used for healing minor scrapes and cuts. Beekeeping for Dummies is a great reference to have for people who love nature, animals, and the outdoors. People who want to contribute to the environment would benefit from reading this book to further learn if they're ready to take the next step towards producing useful animals. This book is available for $12 and would make a great gift for people who are unique and intrigued by the idea of producing better gardens and harvesting honey. A link to the book can be found in the show notes at todolisthome.com and the book list on the same website. I will still continue to use Beekeeping for Dummies as I progress with my beekeeping
this
endeavors.
This year I am prepared to split my one hive into two,
and someday I may raise queen bees thanks to this book.
Thank you for watching and listening, and I hope you found this review useful. Now go and make room for pollinators in your yard.